A vote is expected in the Senate today to cut a bitter debate that's tied up a transportation spending bill this week. The dispute is over letting Mexican trucks travel throughout the United States. Under the terms of the North American Free Trade Agreement, those trucks should be allowed access to U.S. roads starting in January. Some lawmakers say tougher safety measures are needed before Mexican trucks are allowed on U.S. roads. NPR's David Wellner reports.
For some senators, the debate over letting Mexican trucks into the U.S. comes down to this: whether these Mexican firms on wheels with their relatively low-paid drivers should be allowed to compete on U.S. roads against much better-paid American truck drivers. But this economic argument, which smacks of protectionism, has not been heard much on the Senate floor. Instead, like many of his colleagues, New Jersey Democrat Robert Torricelli yesterday focused on how allegedly unsafe those trucks could be for Americans on the road.
Who in this Senate wants to be responsible for telling the first American family to lose a wife or a child? This was at the altar of free trade. Free trade, to be sure. But have we become so blinded in our faith in free trade that we've lost our commitment to all other principles, including the safety of our own constituents?
But for Texas Republican Phil Graham, what's really at stake is whether Mexican trucks will be subjected to tougher standards than trucks from the two other NAFTA partners, the U.S. and Canada.
This is not about safety. This is about the question of whether or not Mexican trucks in a free trade agreement where we committed to equal treatment will in fact be treated equally.
Graham argued that an amendment to the transportation bill that, among other things, requires Mexican trucks be insured by U.S.-based companies and demands trucks be first inspected in Mexico before entering the U.S. was discriminatory. But Washington Democrat Patty Murray, who's co-sponsoring that amendment with Alabama Republican Richard Shelby, disagreed.
This isn't discriminating against Mexico. It's ensuring that the safety of the American public is something that this Congress and this Senate stands behind.
But Arizona Republican John McCain, who's leading the fight to let Mexican trucks in under NAFTA, said the Appropriations Committee has no business meddling with a trade deal.
We ought to abolish the Appropriations Committee. The Appropriations Committee has taken on so much power and so much authority that it was never envisioned that we would be here debating language in an appropriations bill that violates a treaty, a solemn treaty between three nations. And if I seem exercised about it, Madam President, I am.
McCain's fierce defense of the NAFTA provision allowing broad access for Mexican trucks also puts him back on the side of the White House and the Republican leadership after opposing them on other key legislation. Phil Graham says it's a welcome change.
I'm glad to have him back. We're old friends, and I'm glad to be working together again.
Meanwhile, Republican Minority Leader Trent Lott issued a statement accusing Democrats of, in his words, an anti-Mexican, anti-Hispanic, anti-NAFTA attitude. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle reminded Lott the Republican-controlled House voted 2-1 to restrict Mexican trucks.
He'd want to go back and check with all of his Republican colleagues in the House, I would imagine, to see whether they're anti-Mexican and anti-Hispanic for having voted for the tough safety legislation that they voted for in the House. My guess is that they would take issue with that characterization, and rightfully so.
President Bush, for his part, called on Congress yesterday to be fair with Mexico.
I believe strongly we can have safety measures in place that will make sure our highways are safe, but we should not single out Mexico. Mexico is our close friend and ally, and we must treat them with respect and uphold NAFTA and the spirit of NAFTA.
The president has threatened to veto legislation that keeps Mexican trucks from entering all 50 states in January. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.